Okay. I'm supposed to take on a little bit about the leadership. So very, very quick lang ito, mga kapatid. Kasi wala na tayong time. Pupunta na tayo sa hell. No? Yung lesson, hindi yung lugar. Ha? Okay. Merong mga churches kasi ngayon who are very much into these fivefold ministries. No? And we praise God that ito ngayon ay nagkakaroon ng awakening, kumbaga, awareness, kumbaga, of the churches of the role of the fivefold ministries. Now, when I say fivefold, alam natin it's Ephesians 4:11, no? Hindi yung fivefold na ganito. Hindi yan, no? Oh, although tayo nung araw siguro, ginagamit natin fivefold ministry sa mga anak natin. You know? So, it's not, it's 5:4 Ephesians 4:11. Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. Oh. And there are two things about them. Number one, it is an office. And because of that office, they are given that authority and the function of the office. Kagaya din ng presidente, we honor the president, whoever he is, because of his office. Kahit na sino yung nandiyan, kahit na walang alam, kahit na corrupt, whatever, inilagay siya ni Lord dyan. The Bible tells us, Daniel 2, 21, 22, you know, inilagay siya ng Panginoon. He is the king, sabi ni Paul, chapter 13, the book of Romans, no authorities exist except those that come from the highest authority. Sabi po ni Peter, honor the king, whoever he is. And during the time of Peter, the king or the emperor was a persecutor of Christians. So, parang ano din, ako pa yung taga Foursquare. So Foursquare, yung structure namin dyan, merong supervisor, merong superintendent, and then the local pastors. Oh. So, nung ako yung nagpapastor, although ano lang, parang supply pastor lang ako noon. Yung district superintendent was my former student in Foursquare Bible College. Kaya pag umaatin ako, parang naalangan siya na, ano, kasi ito, teacher ko ito, tapos ito, siya nag-ano doon, siguro na, ano siya, na linlang, ba na, ano, baka mali ang grammar niya, or whatever, you know. So, kinausap ko, sabi ko, Brother Ernie, oh, ganito, papansin ko, ganito ka, ano, huwag mo akong alalahanin. I know my role. You are the superintendent. Mas guwapo ka man sa akin o hindi, I will submit to you because authority ka eh. Ako yung local pastor, you are the inilagay ka ng Panginoon dyan over me, so I will honor you, I will submit to you. Kaya huwag kang, ano dyan, huwag kang maalangan dyan kung ano dun. If you need my help, nandito ako. So, yun. Kaya pag may mga sulat na formal na dapat gawin, ako yung pinapagawa. So, ganyan din as we consider itong fivefold. Kaya very essential itong teaching na ito eh. Itong truth nito. Because when the Lord said, no, we don't have time to do some little exegesis, but you can do that. When the Bible said that the Lord gave gifts to men, the Lord gave these gifts, apostles, etc., etc. Now, we need to recover that old meaning of that particular verse. And one of the things that stuck to me in the past is an illustration something like this. When Elijah was going up to heaven. Diba sinusundan siya ni Moses? Wherever he goes. No? yun ang sumusunod sa kanya. Si Elisha, no? Oh. Kuminsan, yun ang mga panggising ko pag natutulog na yan. Oh. Tapos, he picked up the mantle. Oh. That's the mantle of Elijah. So sabi ng teacher, picture the mantle. And imagine, yung mantle na yon was cut into 5 pieces by the Lord Jesus Christ. Because the Lord Jesus Christ was an apostle, he was a prophet, he was an evangelist, he was a pastor, the good shepherd, he was a teacher, rabbi. Oh, he was a teacher. And so, sabi ng teacher, piniraso niya ng 5 yung mantle na yun. His mantle. He cut it into 5, tapos he gave. Oh, apostle ka, oh, oh, prophet ka, oh, oh, ganito ka, oh, ganito ka, oh, ganito ka. Oh, sabi, Lord, pwede ba ako na lang lahat yan? No, pwede rin, no, pero mamaya na. Oh, yun. So, oh. And so, if we have apostles today, and I believe we have, then I honor that apostle because he represents Jesus himself. And if I go against him, if I do something wrong against him, it is as if I'm doing something wrong against the one he represents. Amen. Oh. Hindi naman ako nagmamano sa kanila, no? Pero, you know, kasi mas matanda pa ako sa kanila, no? Pero, I honor them because they are in that office. And I pray for them so that they can be successful in whatever God has given to them. Amen. So, the Lord Jesus Christ, it is as if Jesus Christ in heaven has come back to his church. Represented by the leaders whom he has appointed to give this grace gift, this equipping gift, this ascension gift of an apostle, of a prophet, etc. Now, there seems to be, this was a question that was asked me one time in a charismatic group years ago. Ibig ba sabihin ito, Pastor Jovi, sabi sa akin, wala pa mga bisap-bisap nung araw. Mas nasa taas yung apostle. Ibig sabihin, kung may hierarchy yan, oh, di ba number one yung apostle? Oh. And my answer was, tinan natin doon sa Romans chapter 12. Di ba sa Romans chapter 12, meron din. No, Romans chapter 12 ba? Or 1 Corinthians chapter 14. No? Oh. Na number one din. Oh. So it is as if Paul is saying, kung meron tayong hierarchy, number one yan. Oh. Kaya medyo lugi ako eh. Kasi teacher nasa ilalim. Eh. Kaya ano ko, mag-apply nila ako sa apostolic team. Pastor Winston. Ano? Oh. So, it seems as if siya yung number one. And I believe it was meant to be. Kasi yung apostle, meron tinatawag na marks of the apostle, meron tinatawag na functions of the apostle. Tapos meron pa tayong the popular, ano ito, di ba? The popular representation. Saan yung apostle dito? Ito, no? So, itong apostle, he touches everything. Oh. Pero ito, wala lang. Wala nga matas yan. Propeta. Kasalanan mo. That's it, the Lord. Mag-repent ka. Mag-bite ka ng tithe mo. So, you know, that's it, the Lord. So, but ito, amen? Kaya ako, this is the best illustration so far. Eh. Oh. Dahil nga, very clear, eh. Visible. Eh. Oh. It touches everything. Kaya, hindi naman ako magiging apostle siguro. Oh, actually nga, yung joke natin about apostolic ministry, wala si Jaso dito. No? Oh, wala pa eh. No? Wala pang apo. Oh. Hindi, meron pa rin, meron pa rin kami, pero 7 weeks. I was into apostolic imagination for 7 weeks. So, and then, wala na, umuwi na kay Lord yung bata. So, yun lang naman ang gusto kong ano doon, maliwanagan. Pangalawa, meron ba mga apostol ngayon? Hmm. Oh, si Mrs. Eugenia Apostol. Oh. Please refer to the manual because I quoted si Dr. Nathaniel Van Cleve and Dr. Guy Duffield. In terms of apostleship and apostolic work and function, sabi niya, at ito rin, how many of you were in ATS nung nandun pa si Dr. Larry Caldwell? Oh, Larry Caldwell. You remember Larry Caldwell? Meron siyang book. At ang sabi niya doon, in effect, was, yung mga missionaries natin, eh sila yung gumagawa ngayon ng apostolic function, apostolic work. Parang ginagawa ni Paul nung araw. Yes, Paul was a church planter. He was a church administrator. He ordained elders in the church. So, I believe we have the apostolic function today, and I believe we have apostles today. If we will take that to mean, to yung mga nag-organize, nag-ipuputap ng church, and you know, nag-strengthen ng church, etc., etc. So, in fact nga, na-meet ko na yung mga ibang apostles na taga-Pilipinas. No? So, kaya Pastor Jonathan, si Rolly Blas, Bishop Rolly Blas, no? Nagpalit na siya ng pangalan, Rolly to Joshua, Joshua Blas ngayon, nagpalit pa siya ng titulo. Hindi na siya Bishop Apostle na. Oo. Kaya nga na nagkita kami sa prayer meeting, sabi ko, nahirapan ako yung apostle. Eh, no? Pwede bang, kapatid? Oo. Kapatid na lang. Ano? Oo. So, I believe, paano natin tatawagin yung mga sina Pastor Manny, Bishop Manny? Apostolic team sila, di ba? Are they called apostles? Doctor, kung siya wala, hindi tayo biblical. Ha? So, lagay sa podcast yan. Bakit? Let's call them apostles. Oh, pero bulong-bulong lang. Huwag natin i-proclama. Amen. Praise the Lord. When I teach homiletics, I'm always asked by my students. Pagdating namin sa area ng preaching, homiletics, about illustrations, palagi kong tinatanong kasi my syllabus is always, you know, pag illustrations, the most effective is humor. Most effective is humor, no? Si Pastor Jonathan, the most effective sa kanya ay kanta. Oo. Kasi, ano yun eh? Kanya-kanya eh. Ako ay nag-attend dati kay Pastor Jonathan sa Galeria kasi nga, gusto kong makarinig ng kanta. Oo. Tapos, mayroon pa silang kape. Oh, you remember, Pastor Jonathan, may coffee pa kayo, 2 o'clock, si Loader pa nun. Oo. Tapos, nalipat po ako ng mga schedule for preaching, kaya hindi na ako nakapunta doon na alas 2. Eh, misa, nagkita kami ni Pastor Luder. Oh, ba't di ka na umattend doon sa ano? Hindi, wala na kayong kape. Kaya, but, kanya-kanyang illustration. But my favorite, of course, is humor. It came from the fact that my teacher in ATS, Dr. I forgot his name, no? Oh, pero ano yan? Hindi niya kilala yan. Ano yan? May hair dito. Oh. And he was from Western Conservative Seminary in Oregon. Oh. And sabi niya, do not sin by boring your audience. Oh. It is a sin pala. It is a sin to bore your audience. I took that literally. I took that seriously. Kaya, whenever I hear a very good humorous illustration, sinusulat ko yan. Oh, sinusulat ko yan, tapos ginagamit ko. Oh. Tapos nagmo-multiply na. Oh, tapos pag makita ko, pag kapag may makarinig sa akin na I was using the same, ikaw palang nag-originate yan, Bishop. Hindi, kinopia ko rin yan. Pero kanya-kanya kasing delivery yan eh. Oh. Not everybody can share a humorous illustration. Sa mga iba nga dyan, nagpapatawa, pero hindi bagay sa kanila eh. Nauuwi sa altar call. Totoo yan, no? Si ano, alam na yung pastor dyan, si Brother Eddie. Oh, pag magpatawa si Brother Eddie, ano yan eh? Kasi very serious yan. Ganun yan si Brother Eddie. Pag magpatawa ka, out of ano ka, order ka. Oo. Oh. Oo. Oh. Hindi, di ba? Oo. Oh. It's not you, kasi it's not you. Kaya, I remember, tagal namin nagsabi ni Brother Eddie, no, here and abroad, isa lang yung joke niya. Hindi pa niya masabi kasi tumatawa na agad eh. One of the major rules in making humorous illustration, do not laugh. Do not laugh. Huwag kang tatawa kasi wala na. You sell yourself. Oh, you don't complete the story. Then you should know. You should know your story. Kasi, you know, at the middle, uy, naku, nakalimutan ko. Ano nga ba yun? Oh. baka batuhin ka naman. Oh. Okay. Sorry po at alam niyo pag matanda na marami ng kwento eh. Oh. Well, as I told you have your manual, so I am free to just impart to you some things. Okay? Nasa eschatology po tayo, end times, and there are two major topics here. Number one, eternal states. Number two, the second coming of Jesus Christ, end times. Now, some of you who come from traditional Pentecostal churches, you all know the jokes about end times. May mga miyembro na lalapit pag nag-preach ka on time, end times, sabihin sa'yo, Pastor, hindi ako natatakot sa end times, kaya natatakotan ko end of the month. Oh. Sapagkat pag end of the month, dumarating si Sister Judith. Oh, sino Judith? Due date. Oh. Ay sabi sa amin noon, Pastor Legasca, kayo na mga pastor, mag-pray kayo na maraming doktor sa inyo. Magkaroon kayo ng membro na maraming doktor, lalo na yung mga obigayne. Oh. You remember the joke? Mga Pentecostal? Sino mga Pentecostal dito? Oh, mga classic Pentecostal. Yung obigayne. Oh, Pastor, ano yung obigay ni? Ay, mga member, oh, bigay ni. Oh, bigay ni. Oh, bigay ni. Oh, bigay. Di ba? Kaya, kaya mula nung nagpapastor po kami, talagang we were praying for obigay ni. Dalawa yan actually, yung pedya naman, yung isa pedya. Ano yung pedya? Ano? Paid by, you know, paid by. Pedya by. But mga kapatid, this is something that is heard only during funeral services. Ito pong ating gagawin. Diba? Merong isang Ilocano, bagong salta sa San Francisco, at first time na siya ay pupunta sa downtown, sabi ng kanyang kapatid, itanong mo muna, para makasigurado ka, itanong mo muna kung yung bus na yan ay pupunta doon. Oo, ipupunta sa the famous Hill Street. You've been to San Francisco, one of the most famous streets yan, Hill Street. Oh, there was even a program dati sa TV, Hill Street. So, nag-aabang siya, dumating yung bus, tinanong niya driver, Sir, in Ilocano accent, is this bus going to hell? Sabi nung driver, I hope not. We are not going to hell. Hallelujah. Eschatology, that branch of systematic, etc., deals with the last thing, or the last event. This is a very exciting subject. What is death all about? There are we today we would like to go through part one of eschatology. Part two next week will include the second coming. So we'll take about we'll talk about the four major views, and then we'll talk about heaven, new earth, and new Jerusalem. Then we'll talk about judgments and rewards. Pinakamasarap yung rewards. The Bible states that all people are destined to die once and face judgment after. Hebrews 9:27, alam po natin yan. As many of us heard the quoted words, especially during funeral services, that there are two things we cannot escape in this life, death and taxes. But the Bible also gives us a few examples of people who did not experience physical death, like Enoch and Elijah in the Old Testament. Oh. Now, how many of you have been asked, Pastor, di ba, ano, mukhang hindi yata tama yung Hebrews 9:27? Oh, kasi die once. Pero yung mga iba, hindi naman namatay physically. At yung mga iba, namatay, nabuhay, at namatay ulit. So, hindi die once. Oh. So, hindi ko alam kung ano yung sasagot ko doon. No? To be honest with you, hindi ko alam. Kaya sabi ko, Brad, patay na naman yan. Huwag mo nang pakialaman. Patay na, huwag maawa ka sa kanya. Now, we believe in one of the, ito kasi hindi ginagawa ito eh, no? You remember sa Matthew chapter 10, Jesus said to the disciples, you go, preach the gospel, heal the sick, cast out the demons, and raise the dead. How many of you have raised people from the dead? Anybody? You are disobedient to the command of the Lord, no? Oh, I have always questioned, Lord, bakit walang masyadong raise the dead? Walang masyadong raise the dead. Ako, you know, there are times na apa, ako'y pupunta sa mag-pre-preach a funeral service. You know, I think I have preached in almost all the funeral parlors in Metro Manila. Tapos, tatanong ko, Panginoon, ano kaya kung ano to, no? Pag habang nag-pre-preach ako, eh, ano? Tapos lalabas yung ano, no? Tapos hihingi siya ng Coke at saka McDo. Oh, so, ano kaya? But I have never felt any leading naman na ipag-pray. Oh. Because, to be honest, eh kung mabuhay, I don't know what to do. Would you know what to do pag mabuhay yun? Oh. All of a sudden, mabubuhay siya. Oh, tapos sasabihin sa'yo, uy, hindi ako yan. Anong pinagsasabihin mo dyan? No? Kasi merong isang taga-jail to eh. Pastor Jonathan, eh, sabi niya sa akin, true story. Oh, preach na preach. Alam niyo po, ito si tatay. Nung ano, hindi niya kilala kasi. Napag, parang siya na lang substitute preacher. Ito si tatay, etc. Ang ano, tapos pupunta si tatay doon sa fellowship with the father. Pupunta si tatay. Kaya tapos na siya. Binulungan siya. Nanay ko po yun. Hindi na tatay. Kaya marami mga pitfalls dyan eh. So, I wouldn't know what to do. In fact, if I will interview Lazarus, and one of my questions would be, are you happy, Lazarus, that you were resurrected from the dead? You were raised from the dead. Ano kaya sasagot ni Lazarus? Oh, ano kaya pag magpabuhay ka ng patay, tapos mabuhay nga? Oh. Tapos yung pala, doon sa wake, ang daming mga pinagkakautangan niya. O di, dinatuwa yung mga pinagkakautangan niya. Wala na, hopeless na sila eh. All of a sudden, nagkaroon ng hope. O kaya you don't know kung baka yung lalaki na namatay, nagkaroon pala ng problema sa asawa, at gusto na talaga ng asawa na mamatay. Tapos binuhay mo. May kasalanan ka pa. So you know, maraming ano to eh, maraming mga situation dito. But really, I don't know. I don't know how to answer this question. Maybe some of you know. Kaya nga, one time when I was asked kay Pastor Joas sa Green Hills to teach on the young 412. I remember 412, Leadership 412. Nakalagay doon, the first question doon sa eschatology, everyone will die. Di ba? Everyone will die. Doon sa 412. Everyone will die. Ito sabi ko, hindi ito totoo. Kasi, nakalagay sa Biblia, not everyone will die. So, Enoch did not die physically. Elijah did not die physically. Oh. But we know that he went to be in the Lord because makikita natin si Elijah muli at the transfiguration. Oh. When he was with somebody. Oh. Sino ba yung somebody yan? Moses. Oh. Kasi merong pong the reason I am giving that as an illustration, mga kapatid, si Moses at si Elijah. Sapagkat, maybe some of you have heard, mayroong teaching ngayon sa Pilipinas or maybe somewhere else, which is very shocking, and I don't know how you will receive it if you will know it, and it is being done, na you can go to a certain level of your relationship with the Lord, that magpapadala ang Panginoon ng mga patay na ng mga propeta at sila magdi-disciple sa'yo. So, have you heard that? Brother Jonathan, sino nung nakarinig nun? Oh. So, nung una kong narinig yon, sabi ko, wow, hallelujah, praise God. Oh, bakit po? Naniniwala ka? Hindi, sabi ko, kasi nung ako nagpapamentor, eh, ang dami kong nagastos dyan sa Starbucks na yan para ano, ilibre ko sa kape yung nagme-mentor sa akin. Ito pala, libre. Oh. Darating sa'yo si Moses, darating sa'yo si Elijah, darating sa'yo si o sino man, no? Oh. Baka pwede pa ako makapamili ng prophets, yung mga favorite prophets natin. No? Oh, wag lang yung mga lesson mo. Obadiah, hindi naman kilala yan. No? Mga kapatid, it is true. It is true. This is true. Kaya if you come across that, no, ay hindi ko sasabihin sa iyo yung organization kasi nakakaya naman. Oh. Pero this is in their transcript of national gatherings. Oh. And it is very, very, ituro ito ng mga ano daw, eh, mga Indian. Oh. Kaya alam mo yung mga Indian, hindi tayo nagtitiwala mga yan eh. Oh, ang Indian na sila eh. So we would like to just go through this very, very quickly because it is something that is very important. At panakot ito eh. Oh, itong hell na to, magaling na evangelistic tool. Oh, how many of you were already in the Lord noong very popular yung burning hell? Burning hell. Oh. Yung burning hell, only eternity knows how many were born again because yung burning hell na yun. Kasi nakakatakot talaga, nakakarim-arim. Yung mga images doon, all of that. Meron pa yung mga worms and all of that. So, you know, pagka makita mo yun, wow, matatakot ka talaga. Oh. Kaya nga't kami noon, yung Brother Eddie, nag-ano kami, ano kaya? Oh, magrenta tayo ng mga Betamax beaches pa nun, mga bus eh. Papuntang Ilocos, puntang Baguio, ganun. Tapos, ang plano namin nun ay magre-renta kami ng bus. Ano, re-renta namin yung ano, yung beaches nila. Tapos ipapasok namin yung burning hell. Oh. So habang gabi, naglalakbay sila, burning hell. No? Di ba? Oh, pagdating sa Carmen, mababaptize na yan. Oh. Kasi, ano na yan eh, no? Paulit-ulit. Oh. Hanggang Ilocos yan, baptized na in the Holy Spirit din. Brother, Pastor Benny, no? So pagdating sa Lawag, magme-member na sila. Oh. They are already ready for church community lesson. So, it is something that is very, very important thing to know, and how to manage it in terms of evangelism is very, very exciting. Just to imagine how it is. Three kinds of death, alam na po natin yun, spiritual death, physical death, eternal death, death of the wicked. Wala namang wicked po sa atin. No? Death of the righteous. And then we have the illustration on page 4. The death of the righteous and the death of the wicked contrasted. But the most exciting thing I am beginning from page 5. The intermediate state. When a man dies, where will he go? In theology, in eschatology, the intermediate state is defined as that state of man. Some say state of the soul of man. Na between his physical death and the resurrection. Now, alam natin, first resurrection will happen. The resurrection of the dead in Christ, of those who are still living. That's part. They are part of the first resurrection. So what happens? It's almost very, very exciting yan. Oh. Things that we can only read. Pagdating ng mga November 1 at saka mga funeral service. Saan pupunta? Siguro, those of you who believe in ghosts, sa inyo nakakita na ng multo. Wala pa naman. Huwag kang titiin sa katabi mo. Oh. Yung multo ay very, very, ano yan eh, very ethnic ang ano niyan, ang dating. No? And when I read something about multo, halos naniwala ako. Kasi nakakita na ako eh. Oh, I don't know kung multo ngayon nakita ko when I was still young. Pero it's all part of the what happens after death, the afterlife experience, and all of that. But let's go biblical. Okay. Page 6. The two most important terms that we need to understand about intermediate state is Sheol and Hades. Sheol is the Hebrew word for a place which is called the place of the departed spirits, the place of the dead. In Greek, it is translated as Hades. Now, in the NIV, and I think most of you are using NIV or ESV, ang nakalagay doon ay Hades. And the most popular passage is in Matthew. The gates of Hades, the gates of hell. The authorized version or the Old King James Version, the gates of hell shall not prevail, shall not succeed. But in the NIV, it is something that is correctly translated from the Hebrew Sheol. The gates of Hades will not overcome it. Now, we all know that Sheol or Hades has two main compartments. And theologians always refer to us, nandito po yung ating birthday celebrant. Happy birthday po. Oh, happy birthday. Happy birthday. Si Pastor Joey po, one morning, some years ago, siguro mga before 7 in the morning, tumawag sa akin. Sabi niya, Joey, nag-vlog ka ba? So, hindi. Kilo convince ako ni ng college, no? Noon pa, multiply pa noon. How many of you started with multiply? Oh. Sabi ko, mag-vlog ka. Alam mo, yung style mo, tamang-tama dyan. Sabi niya sa akin. Tinatamad ako dyan, et cetera, et cetera. No? But anyway, he convinced me that day. So the following day, Karis, our daughter, set up an account for me sa multiply. Oh. At hindi na, I did not look back. Alam mo, tuloy-tuloy na yan. So you multiply naging Facebook. And Facebook, I tried Twitter, no? Pero wala naman nagfa-follow sa akin. So Facebook na lang ako, no? Oh, para makamag-anak ko nagfa-follow sa akin din. So okay. Now, our belief and teaching is Sheol has two major compartments. Some are not quite clear about this. That's why we would like to make this very clear. Kasi baka marami tayong mga miyembro na hindi rin alam yung ganito. Kala kasi natin, because of the translation, hell, which is actually very, very sad, na hindi nabigyan ng tamang translation, iisa lamang kasi, hell eh. Oh. So, there are two compartments, at pag namatay yung tao, kung righteous siya, na born again siya, he goes to what we call the compartment for the righteous. Oh. Kaya kung tayo po'y nabubuhay pre-resurrection at namatay po tayo during that time, magkita-kita po tayo doon. Sana. No? Kasi, meron na resurrection eh. So, wala na doon. Nagkaroon na ng relocation, lipat bahay. And then, those who died without Christ ay nasa compartment B. Compartment B is for those who are not in Christ or who were not in Christ. And meron ng suffering doon. Even as meron ng joy, meron ng magandang nangyayari doon sa compartment ng mga righteous. Now, as I was saying a while ago, Luke chapter 16, the parable of Jesus about the rich man and the beggar Lazarus is very instructive to us. And all those who are teaching on the compartments refer to this. And so it seems na because of that parable, there is a big gulf, there's a big chasm, pero nagkakakitaan sila. Oh. Which means that even in our intermediate state, we recognize each other. Kasi na-recognize ni rich man si Lazarus. Pero hindi ko alam, hindi naman nagsalita si Lazarus, no? Doon sa parable na yun. Oh, si Abraham din ay, in the bosom of Abraham pala siya. That's why it is called alternately as Abraham's bosom, and later on, the word paradise came into the picture. So, we are settled on that. Amen. Pre-resurrection, that was the allotment. Oh, it was allotment. Kaya, maliwanag para po sa atin. Until resurrection came, and it was reorganized. Resurrection came at medyo merong nangyari doon. And here are some very hot issues, controversial issues. Why? Let's go to Ephesians chapter 4. We are now on page 7. No? Ephesians chapter 4. Meron Merong isang mag-asawa na yung husband ay sinabihan ng asawa niya, nagtatampo nanay sa'yo. Bakit? Eh, hindi mo raw siya naalala nung birthday niya. Sabi ng husband, nay, naalala ko pero talagang intentionally hindi ko binigyan. O bakit? Eh kasi yung binigay ko sa kanya 2 years ago, hindi pa naman ginagamit hanggang ngayon. Oh, so ba't ko pa bibigyan? Hindi naman niya ginagamit. Ano ba ibinigay mo? Nagyan ko ng lote. Oo. Oh, yung pala, lote sa Memorial Park. Di ba? Hindi ba? 2 years na hindi pa ginagamit, no? Maganda yan sa mga in-laws, no? Okay. It's worth reading the whole passage. Chapter 4. Verse. Meron akong bagong Biblia kasi kaya hindi ko pa alam yung mga pasikot-sikot. Verse 7. But to each one of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it. This is why it says, when he ascended on high, he took many captives and gave gifts to his people. What does he ascended mean except that he also descended to the lower earthly regions? He who descended is the very one who ascended higher than all the heavens in order to fill the whole universe. There are 2 major thoughts on this, and the first one is ito daw sinasabi dito ni Paul was symbolic of the incarnation. When Jesus mula sa heavens came down and was born on earth. No? But the most popular, which to me is also the most compelling in terms of being convinced that this is the interpretation, is yung the popular one, which means the Lord Jesus Christ, before he ascended to sit at the right hand of the Father, descended into Sheol, and according to 1 Peter chapter 3, he proclaimed something. And then after that, when he ascended, he took with him all the contents. Sino ba yung mga nasa righteous compartment nung araw? Yung mga Old Testament saints. Yung mga, basta yung mga namatay bago mag-resurrection. Na who embraced the Lord Jesus Christ and his faith, and the faith, Christian faith. And so, dala-dala niya sa heaven. That's why, as I was saying a while ago, heaven was relocated. Paradise was relocated. So today, when you and me will die, no, wag naman sana for the next 50 years, but anybody who is in Christ and he dies, he will no longer go to Sheol, but he will go straight to heaven, and he will be with the Lord forevermore. Paul calls that paradise as well as third heaven. Okay. Meron ding seventh heaven. No? Meron ding seventh heaven. Oh. Nasa TV dati. Oh, TV program, seventh heaven. Oh. Kaya yung seventh heaven, I don't know kung meron pa yan. No? Oh, wala na. Wala na. No? Seventh heaven. At so very clear. Amen. Wala naman tayong question doon. Ano? Sino man magkwe-question dyan, baka pupunta kayo sa opposite. Oh. And then, we have the other compartment, which is Hades, which is the compartment for the unrighteous. And while they are already there, kahit na intermediate state pa lang, but you could see from the instructive imagery of the Luke chapter 16 parable of Jesus na meron ng suffering, meron ng misery. meron ng kung ano-ano na ano yung dalamhati and all of that na nangyayari doon sa mga wicked dead. And when the Lord Jesus Christ came, and then He resurrected, and then He relocated paradise or the compartment for the righteous to heaven, naiwan yung compartment of the unrighteous. Until today, they are still there. So kung meron kayong mga kamag-anak, meron akong mga kamag-anak na hindi na kay Kristo, namatay sila, naroroon pa rin sila until the time when they will be resurrected and they will face judgment before their Creator, the great white throne judgment. Okay, simple as that. Amen. Amen. Now, the question. Ito ay medyo mas matinig din ng konti. Kasi meron din mga teachings dito. Sa Pilipinas, meron. Tingnan natin doon sa 1 Peter chapter 3, 18 to 19. 1 Peter. For Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. He was put to death in the body, but made alive in the spirit. After being made alive, He went and made proclamation to the imprisoned spirits, to those who were disobedient long ago, when God waited patiently in the days of Noah while the ark was being built. Okay. Now, napaka-ikli yan, pero napaka-controversial yan. Ang sabi po ng mga iba ay proof yan na meron pang second option or second probation, I'm sorry, na pwede pang maligtas pala. Oo, kaya ginagamit ko nila yan. In fact, merong isang grupo dito sa Pilipinas na they believe yung mga namatay na hindi Christians ay nagro-roam pa dito ngayon, ang kanilang spirits. And because they are spirits, they are wanting to stay in a body that will welcome them. Diba, nagro-roam sila na gano'n, tapos ano, oh, there's a welcome here, there's a welcome here. So, they go into the bodies that welcome them. And then, pwede silang maborn again. Oh, yung spirit daw na yan, pwedeng maborn again. Sabi ko, nako, antindi naman nun. Oh. I know, because I've talked to the person. Oh. And he was trying to justify from scriptures yung kanyang turo na yun. Now, what is the popular teaching of the evangelicals? The popular teaching that we teach also, that we adhere to, is the Lord Jesus Christ, number one, He proclaimed the message to those who were disobedient. Yung in the time of Noah. Kaya nga, ano na, ilang years na Noah built yung Noah's Ark? Ayan, 100, oh, basta 100 something. No? Tinan na lang ninyo. Pero ang tagal. It took him many years. Pero ang na-convert lang niya, wala. Yung kanyang pamilya lang. Oh, na convert. And this, sinabi ni Jesus, o sinabi ng ni Paul, these are the spirits who were disobedient. And so, what could Jesus could have preached? ano sana ang na-preach ni Jesus? What could be the proclamation message? No? Pag-isipan natin yan habang tayo nagkakape ulit. No? Kasi time's up na daw. Okay? Sige. Time's up. 5 minutes break now. Then we go down. We come back.